This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right, lips.
All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Appreciate you listening to AFR and this show, Trivia Friday. I'm Tim Wildman. And sitting in with me today, of course, is Professor J.J. Jasper here at Learning University.
Great to be here.
And we've got a new substitute professor, or traveling professor or something, Mark Ose. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tim, and thanks for asking me to do this. I know you didn't ask, but I feel honored.
Well, I thought about
somebody
you.
Somebody did.
Oh. I thought about you. You're not going to be the new Supreme Court nominee, so you decided to do this.
That's right, the next best thing.
Yes. So hey. Mark serves as, what will Mark tell everybody?
In
what
production.
You
Yeah. Well, I'm production manager here now. So everything that's not one of our show hosts, pretty much everything else I'm responsible for. So.
Okay.
And I would like to just say, since he's a substitute, anybody who was in school and had a substitute teacher, please don't stand up and give your wrong name or sit in the wrong seat where you're supposed to sit. That might have been okay in junior high or high school, but don't do that to our substitute today.
Thank you. And no spit wads, please.
All right, so it's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Hey, I'll just give you one. We rarely do this, but I'm going to do it because of the importance of what's going on in Washington, D.C. and the Supreme Court and Judge Kavanaugh. It appears that he will have the votes to both pass in the committee and pass in the Senate.
Did you hear that shout go up of amen across the land from conservatives?
That's what I've been told this morning. I've been following it. And so that, yes, absolutely.
The votes at 1:30?
Yes, and then they'll vote in the full Senate, I think, next week. But they're waiting on four liberal Republicans, Flake, Collins, Murkowski, and another one. But anyway, we're hearing now that he's going to have enough to pass and be confirmed today in the committee and next week in the full Senate. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
We all watched what happened yesterday. All right, so Trivia Friday is something we've been doing for a few years now here on American Family Radio. By the way, you can watch the show, if you're so interested, and who wouldn't be, at Facebook and YouTube. Facebook and YouTube, you can watch the show there. Just type in Today's Issues on Facebook or YouTube and join the show there and chime in with some of the other viewers and listeners to American Family Radio. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you will now see us holding up our Trivia Friday T-shirts. Trivia Friday T-shirts, which we spent a couple years in development of these of these shirts, with the design, the texture, the feel,
the color,
the caricatures.
I got to say, those are pretty accurate.
Yeah, the ambiance, I think, or is that for a restaurant?
Anyway, it works for a T-shirt.
Okay, for a T-shirt. So, if you want to buy yourself. One of these T-shirts, they're $15, and they say Learning University, Trivia Friday, and they're great T-shirts. So you can do that at afastore.net, afastore.net, afastore.net. $15 for a T-shirt. I mean, even if it tears up in the third wash, I think you got a deal right there. Come on, in this world.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but here in just a few days, it's going to be October, so Christmas shopping. If you've got somebody that loves Trivia Friday, what a surprise for them to have that as a gift, one of their gifts under the tree. And you can order now and have it in time, make sure it's shipped to your
home.
Now, if you
answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a bloody cowbell will ring. And then you will know that you've answered the mystery question correctly and won yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt. How about that?
Which is virtually a collector's item from AFA.
It is. It is, Mark. So the other thing I want to say is if you called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, don't call. Don't call. Just I'll do something else, but don't call. Just wait. Wait in line, and then because we want to get as many new people on the air as possible.
Leave so. Room for other folks.
That's right. Be considerate. Leave the place better
than you found it.
Yeah, Mark. That.
I think you're thinking about Smokey the Bear and how to do the campground.
That's actually, right.
I don't know if that's Trivia
Friday.
I was
thinking about Smokey and the Bandit, actually. but you were close, JJ.
Oh, that was Breaker, yeah. Good buddy. Leave the place better than you found it.
There you go.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. So Mark will ask three questions, JJ will, and then I will, and then we'll go to your phone calls. Here's the number to call us and be on the air with us and ask and or answer. Ask and or answer. We prefer that you do both. And the number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is our phone number to call and be on the air with us. Mark, go ahead with your three questions.
Okie dokie. And before I do, can I say something? This radio is a little bit foreign to me because all of my other radio experience had a great big microphone right in front of me.
Right.
Now I'm wearing this headset.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit like, how sensitive is this thing?
Doing fine.
Don't smack my lips. Can it hear me think?
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned.
We all have these questions, life questions they are, Mark, that we have to deal with. But
life questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like this morning, I was wondering what kind of sheep do they use to get steel wool?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of questions you're going to be faced with in life. But since you got the headset on, if you want to from time to time just say, would you like fries with that?
Right.
People will understand.
Are you singing a Garth Brooks song? We don't care.
That's right.
The one about drinking down low places, that's probably not appropriate for Christian radio.
Good point. I'm trying not to do that.
Go ahead, Mark.
Never mind.
I got friends in low places.
Yeah, I know the words to that one.
Okay.
All right, here's question number one. Since I'm filling in for Ed, it's kind of an Ed kind of question. What is the original name of Boston? The original name of the Boston, Massachusetts area? Second question.
Come to Boston for the springtime.
Very nice. How much wood could a woodchuck... No, I'm just kidding. Here's my second question. What U.S. West Coast city will you hear a foghorn that blows every 8 seconds, 24 hours a day,
Leghorn.
7 days a week? Not foghorn,
now,
Leghorn.
What happens
an
there?
Actual foghorn. In this particular U.S. city, you will hear a foghorn blow every 8 seconds. Every 8 seconds, 24 hours a day, every day of the year.
Real estate's horrible there.
And no coincidence, they sell antidepressants by the caseload to every family in that town. Wow, that would drive you bonkers.
It can. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, you ought to live over. You ought to live by a major airport. When I was, we lived in Memphis in 76, 77 for a year, South Haven, Mississippi, which is right south of, and the airport path, the planes came in, was right over the top of our house.
Oh, man.
And, of course, it wasn't like LaGuardia or Atlanta or something like that, but it was
pretty
enough.
Pretty regular,
it was,
huh?
It affected your attitude. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And your diet and things like that.
I bet. Yeah. Did it cause you to gain weight or lose weight?
Well, what was I, you know, 10 years old. So that didn't bother me on that regard, Mark.
Hopefully it caused you to gain weight.
Go ahead. What's your next question?
All right. And then my third question, what is the most delicious freshwater fish that sportsmen catch in the northern United States?
Delicious. Isn't that kind of subjective?
It is. So I'm going with an opinion question.
Okay. It's opinion. All right. So there's no right and wrong. Which fits our modern day world?
That's right.
Yeah.
Which fish do you identify as the most delicious?
Do I identify as the most delicious?
Here's what I've got. First question, which U.S. state is known as the Land of Enchantment? Which U.S. state is known as the Land of Enchantment? Mm. Second question, which rock group had the hits Have You Ever Seen the Rain and Who'll Stop the Rain, among others. Third question, true or false? Judge Brett Kavanaugh's grandmother once claimed she was abducted by a UFO. Is that true or false? Judge Brett Kavanaugh's grandmother once claimed she was abducted by a UFO. True or false? Wow.
That was a question yesterday, if you were paying attention.
During the hearings, that was a question?
It was the third question, I think. But anyway, so if you watched, you know the answer to that. Here are my three questions. Which is the smallest breed of dog? Which is the smallest breed of dog? I think we've had the largest dog, but I don't know if we've had the smallest. Number two, what unit of area was originally the size that a yoke of oxen could plow in a day? That's a long question.
Say it again.
Okay.
Please?
Yes, I will.
Please, boss.
Say it again. Say it again, Sam. What unit of area was originally the size of a yoke of oxen could plow in a day? We still use this terminology today.
But this is what
this is what it refers to. Because you always wonder, what does that mean? How do you determine the size of that? Number three, I will ask a Bible question. Where did Moses send 12 men to spy? Where did Moses send 12 men to spy? Those are my three questions. So you have our nine questions. You have the phone number. You have JJ's credit card. So we're ready to go.
My mother's maiden name was Gatewood, just to make it a little easier.
Is that your password? For you,
it's close. So if you want to do any hacking, identity theft, just have at it.
I tell you what, I'll be glad. And, you know, people get off the grid. You've
right,
heard of that?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm about tired of passwords. Anybody with me on that
one? I agree.
I'm with you.
Allison, my wife, and I, we're sitting, you know, we're having a, you do stuff, and you go, what's my password? And I don't know. Don't you remember I told you last week?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Was it A, B, C, D?
Start rattling through the last five.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And then it doesn't work, and it kicks you out after three.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I hate that.
I know.
And the older you get, your memory fades, and now you need a password for everything. You go to get a drink out of the vending machine, and it says, what's your PIN number? You're like, wow.
Wait a minute.
If anybody ever steals my phone, I'm done, because all my passwords are on that I can't remember.
You remember the old sci-fi movie, I think it was Blade Runner, where the posters, the advertisements as you walk past them, had like a laser beam that would scan a person. And from that, it would give advertisements that were relative to that person. We're not far from that
right now.
We're
almost there.
That's a brave new world, Mark.
Yes. Hey, let's go to the phones. We've got Peter in Tennessee. Hi, Peter. Thanks for calling.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
We're blessed. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question you feel comfortable with?
Well, the y'all really got me this week. I agreed to do this before I heard the questions. I'm going to go with the 12 try or the 12 men that Moses sent out.
12 spies.
Here's the size 12 shoes. What did he say?
The 12 spies.
Oh, yeah. My question.
Yeah.
Where did Moses send 12 men to spy Peter?
I believe that was the land of Canaan.
The land of Canaan.
Way to go, buddy.
The land of Canaan.
Way to start us out.
Well, I've been reading the Old Testament. I don't know how long that'll take my wife and I. And these stories are amazing.
Fascinating.
Huh?
Yes.
Fascinating. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad we live under the new covenant.
Amen.
Huh? Because I'd have been zapped about 20 times along the when you read about these stories about what happened. These Moses
doing something on the Sabbath, grumbling or complaining, the earth might just open up and swallow you.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
Don't shave the sides of your head. Don't get a tattoo.
But it was Canaan, and that is modern day, you know, the Israel area. I know it's general, but that's where the land of Canaan. Where did Moses send 12 men to spy in the Bible? Canaan. That's the correct answer by Peter.
Yeah. Hey, Peter, do you have a question for us?
I do, but first I wanted to say to Tim, I heard you say that you used to live in the Memphis area in 76, 77?
Yes, I did.
Well, be glad you're, you know, got out before the days of FedEx really taking off.
Oh, you know, you got a point. You got a point there, man, Peter.
There are planes all night long. I used to work out there. And
okay.
Anyway.
You know what? I live in Tupelo now, which is 90 miles away. But even at night now, you can see the FedEx planes coming in. They're getting ready to go into Memphis. But, of course, I don't hear the sound, but you can see them light up the sky there, one after another coming in. It's amazing what FedEx has. My uncle, my cousin worked there. And what they do, of course, that's just, you know, how many packages come in and how mm-hmm. many go out. Anyway, go ahead, Peter. What's your question for us?
All right. Now, this is going to be a tough one for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who on Capitol Hill is the smartest Democrat?
Trick question.
Oh, wait, sounds like another opinion question.
Did I say tough or trick?
Who is the – repeat your question, Peter.
I said, who is the smartest Democrat on Capitol Hill?
Uh-huh. I've got an opinion on that.
It's a trick question.
I'd say it's Feinstein from holding this letter in case the traditional confirmation didn't work. If they weren't able to trip up Judge Kavanaugh for her having this information in July, they could have had the FBI investigate it. They could have done anything. They could have kept mm-hmm. the lady, Dr. Ford's privacy. But for her to have that and hold that and then now deny that there was anything to that, I'd say right now she's the smartest one.
It was her ace in the hole.
Oh, it was a total trick question. None of them.
What? None of them. Oh, none of them. Okay.
You got a smart one in the bunch.
I like that answer.
That's what my grandma used to say.
Hey, thanks, Peter. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to AFR.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's keep going, JJ.
Let's go to Mary, who's listening in Kansas. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I want to answer one of Tam's questions that I think about the dog size.
Okay, yes, Mary. Here's the question. Which is the smallest breed of dog?
I think it's a teacup chihuahua.
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 Now you may be right on the smallest particular dog, but you're certainly right on the breed, which is Chihuahua.
Which is Chihuahua.
So there are, Mary, there are different kinds of Chihuahuas, true?
That's true.
Can you give me three breeds of Chihuahua, and you got a free Trivia Friday t-shirt coming your way. You got your teacup. You already started with that one.
No, they come large, medium, and small.
you know, Mary... No, that's a good try. But
yeah.
You got your teacup?
I just enjoy talking to y'all, so I don't need nothing free. Enjoy talking to
you. Oh, thank you. Do you have a question for us, Mary?
Yes, and I got this from a sermon from David Jeremiah, Pastor mm-hmm. David Jeremiah, mm-hmm. so I know it's true.
Okay.
But in 1948, when Pastor Billy Graham did a revival in California, when actors and entertainment people were actually going to church and accepting Jesus, what was the color of his suit and tie on that revival in 1948?
Wow.
Black and white on TV.
It was black and white.
what?
I like that.
What color was his suit and tie? That's a hard question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since it was black and white, who knew? You had to be there in person to actually notice that.
We're stumped, Mary. What's the answer?
His suit was in the green color family, and his tie was red. And anybody that wants to check on it, just call Pastor David Jeremiah and ask on his sermon in September, and he'll tell you that I'm telling the truth.
Good. Good for you. Hey, mm-hmm. Mary, thank you so much for listening to AFR. We have a lot of wonderful listeners in Kansas. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mary.
Bye. Either one of y'all know Chihuahua?
I think standard.
Get your teacup.
Mini, toy, and teacup.
Oh, teacup is
at least
so teacup. A teacup Chihuahua would be the smallest dog in the world.
It's going to be about the size of a mouse, because usually those sizes apply to poodles.
Yeah.
I don't know if you actually have a teacup.
Where in there does the Taco Bell
see, I was going to say, I don't know about the sizes, but all of a sudden I'm hungry for Mexican food and don't know why.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Let's go to Chase in Tennessee. Hello, Chase.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great, buddy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I want to do the one about the have you ever seen the rain question.
Oh, here's the question.
Seen the rain?
Which rock group had the hits Have You Ever Seen the Rain and Who'll Stop the Rain, among others?
Is that Creedence Clearwater Revival?
You are right. You are right.
And the lead singer for them was who, David?
John Fogerty.
John Fogerty.
Wow. Now, that's some classic Plumbing rock
coach.
Trivia right
I'm
there.
Yeah.
I'm a classic rock man.
That's a great baseball song, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, Chase, do you have a question for us?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Go ahead.
All right. So the Gibson Guitar Company was named the Gibson Guitar Company in 1902. What instrument was Orville Gibson, who started the company, known for making before that time?
What instrument was Orville Gibson known for making?
Before the guitar?
Yes.
Huh.
When you said Orville, I immediately went to the Wright brothers.
Right.
Well,
Wilbur Orville.
I saw a show on this. I want to say it's a tuba.
You think so?
Well, and it was an easy transition to go from a tuba to a hard-bodied.
Brass to wood, man, that had to be a tough
lead guitar.
Okay, you guys got a better answer?
Yeah, we're stumped, Jace.
The tuba.
Well, he's known for making mandolins before that.
Mandolins. Oh. Good.
Mandolins?
Yes.
And a mandolin is a describe a mandolin. Isn't that like a – between
it's
a violin
like
an
eight-string ukulele. It's kind of like an eight-string ukulele. It's tuned to a violin, and you just pick it, kind of like a guitar, but it's very small.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only description.
Is it the size of a violin?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
a mandolin?
About that size, but you hold it as if you were holding a ukulele.
A good sound. Well, that mandolin's got a great sound, too.
A mandolin and a ukulele are similar, you're saying?
Yeah, very similar.
I wonder if there are any Orville Gibson mandolins still in existence today. And would they be worth a ton of money?
Oh, they would be.
I bet you.
Yeah.
Hey, well, actually, a friend of mine had it was a vintage Gibson. I don't know what year that was from, but he said it was around probably $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good chunk of
worth of it. And I had a question about, Tim said earlier about JJ's credit card. Will that come in the mail later? I'll get that. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Hey, Chase, I don't know what part of Tennessee you live in, but next week I'm going to be in Buckhannon, Tennessee, a night of laughter and inspiration. It's right outside of Paris, Tennessee. So you can kind of look for the announcement on that. If you're close by, I would love to meet you. And thank you. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
You're going to be where?
I'm going to be in Buckhannon, Tennessee. I'm actually this weekend going to be in Arkansas with several things going on, including Monday night, a pregnancy center, New Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center in Benton, Arkansas, at the Benton Event Center that holds 400 people. They've got table sponsors, but they have just a few seats left. So if our listeners in Benton want to come out on Monday night,
they're
invited.
Travel. You just are traveling. I've been everywhere, man. You're just Johnny Cash. You're just living out the Johnny Cash song, huh? If people want to find out more about your travel and go speaking engagements and such, what?
JJJasper.com to look at the schedule. JJJasper.com.
All right. We will return. Mark, Tim, and JJ, we shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Much more learning to go. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Steve Tiber with 8 Days of Hope.
We are launching our largest rapid response effort ever. I'm right now in Houston preparing for our next rebuilding trip here to help Harvey in October. Meanwhile, we have leaders and equipment headed to Newburgh, North Carolina, and then Fayetteville, North Carolina, where we're going to be the next 8 weeks. But all hands are on deck. We're accepting volunteers on our website. This is an amazing opportunity for the church to be the church. We're willing to take the professional carpenter, electrician, plumber, and painter. But this is a perfect opportunity for somebody like me who's less skilled. And if you can swing a hammer and carry debris to a curb, there's a place for you.
Learn more or volunteer at 8daysofhope.com.
They say, why would you come from Chicago or Jackson, Mississippi or Rochester, New York? Why would you come to Newburgh, North Carolina? And that's when the Holy Spirit starts to move.
8daysofhope.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Stearns from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. There's no doubt in my mind Judge Brett Kavanaugh is the victim of a political hit job. Democrats understand the future of the Supreme Court hangs in the balance. The ideological bent of the highest court in the land is about to shift to the right, and Democrats will do anything to stop Judge Kavanaugh.
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process, but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
It is imperative President Trump and the Republican Party stand firm with Judge Kavanaugh, but there are some who are still not convinced. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, Maine Senator Susan Collins, and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. Voters should be lighting up the phone lines on Capitol Hill 24/7. We must hold the line. This is the hill we must die on. I'm Todd Stearns.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour.
Mark, you're the news professor. You go ahead and sing along with that. Turn it back up there. Go ahead, Mark.
Getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed.
Yes.
If not for the spirit of the fearless crew.
I forget the rest.
Okay.
That's enough. That's way more than enough. Nobody wants to hear
me. It's kind of our initiation into this Trivia Friday hosting. As a professor, you must sing. You must stand and sing for the rest of the audience there.
I'm glad that's over.
Kind of like a...
I'm sure everybody's glad that's over.
We don't
over.
Haze here, but you know what I'm talking about. Do we haze, JJ?
No, sir.
No, we
no,
don't
sir.
Haze.
Should
Trivia
we go over our questions again?
Yes, Mark. And if you listen to this show weekly, you would know that's what I was about to say. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Brother Mark, or a.k.a. Professor Mark...
Student Professor Mark.
Is filling in for Ed Vitagliano, who is away at a buffet. So, and that'd be a great song, wouldn't it?
Away at a buffet.
Away at a buffet. Mark's here, JJ's here, Tim's here. We're about to repeat our questions, which have heretofore gone unanswered.
Oh, nicely done. 33 minutes in, folks.
33 minutes in, heretofore has again been used in our program. And use it this weekend. I challenge you to use heretofore before that word just goes away from our lexicon.
I was in Clovis, New Mexico over the weekend, had a Saturday night men's thing, and spoke at both services at Central Baptist Church, and I had somebody come up to me and say, heretofore.
Did they really?
Yeah, it was with a twinkle in their eye. there were some great people in that part of the country, just had a blast being in Clovis.
So there's some heretofore. We're thinking about forming a club.
Yes.
Okay, an online.
Now, would that be a support group?
It would be an online club to support the keeping heretofore, you know, in the lexicon. So we'll see whether that goes anywhere or not. Tim, Mark, and JJ, we're going to repeat our questions now, and then we're going to go back to the phones. Let me give you the phone number to call and be on the air with us. Please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. 4-week waiting period between times on the air. Here's a phone number, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. You can watch the show live. We're live video streaming on Facebook and YouTube. Go there and watch the show. Just type in today's issues, and there we are. And, Mark, go ahead and repeat your questions.
Okie dokie. Question number one, what was the original name of Boston, Massachusetts? The Boston, Massachusetts area. Question number two, what U.S. West Coast city will you hear a foghorn which blows every 8 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? And I'll give a hint, it's in Northern California. And then question number three, what sport fish indigenous to Northern United States is the most delicious? Now, it's my opinion, but it's also general consensus among folks who live up there.
Good, so. Good. All right, here's my three
Where's
questions.
Where's up there, Mark?
Well, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin.
The upper Midwest.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Here's what I've got. First question, which U.S. state is known as the Land of Enchantment? Which U.S. state is known as the Land of Enchantment? Second question, true or false? Judge Brett Kavanaugh's grandmother once claimed she was abducted by a UFO. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one. What is the only nation that shares a border with Haiti? What is the only nation that shares a border with Haiti?
Ah, I think I know that one.
All right, my turn. What unit of area was originally the size that a yoke of oxen could plow in a day? That's how we got this term. It goes back to the yoke of oxen days, which preceded Creedence Clearwater. Do y'all remember yoke of oxen?
Oh yeah.
The group?
No, I don't remember the group. I remember.
Well,
the
that's
term.
What I'm talking about. Well, that question's, but I'm talking about the group yoke of oxen. You don't remember?
Yoke of oxen? No, I remember Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Right.
You remember that?
Oh, yes. That guy could play the mandolin, couldn't he?
On there. Man, he could.
All right. What unit of area was originally the size that a yoke of oxen could plow in a day? That's my question. My second question, it's a relatively easy question, but I'll ask it nonetheless. Who said this? That's one small step for a man, or man, I should say, and one giant leap for mankind. Who said that? We all know. Yeah, you know the answer to that?
Yeah, I do. Good and, question. You know, the way you misquoted him was the way he actually meant to say it.
There was a little hiccup in the transmission. So the way we heard it was not exactly like he said it.
Okay, well, then he actually said what I was going to ask originally. And that is, who said this, quote, that's one small step for a man, referring to himself.
Right.
And one giant leap for mankind, end of quote. And if you can name me the year that he said that, we will send you a Trivia Friday t-shirt.
Wow.
Because the answer to the question is relatively easy for most people, especially baby boomers. But tell me the year that that happened in.
Now I'm trying to do the math and figure out how old
I
was
tell
I
you
when
the
I
year.
Saw that happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
live
I saw it live.
My folks kept us up late, me and my two little brothers at the time.
My dad was good like that. He said, you're going to want to watch this. And we said, well, it's late. He said, no. One day when you're, you know, parent, grandparent, you're going to say, I saw this happen.
That's right. You'll be able to say, I remember when.
Right.
We were over at my uncle's, and he said, you know, I've been to that desert in Arizona. So they're not fooling me.
And that's why the flag is not
fluttering.
Did
he really say that?
Yeah. We were there, sitting there watching it, and I've been to that desert in Arizona, and he said, they're not a fooling me, is exactly how he said that. Back to the phones, JJ.
Here we go. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll talk to David in Louisiana. Hello, David.
Mm-hmm. Hello, David.
Hello, David.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, David. Do you want to ask?
Good morning. How are y'all doing, professors?
Hey, we're doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm happy I got on today, and I'm going to pick on the substitute today.
Oh, all right.
Marcos, Professor Ose is filling in for...
Are you asking or answering or both, David?
I'd like to ask one of correction. I'd like to answer.
Okay, Mark's good. Question. I'm glad you're not asking, because that's what I thought you meant when you said
pick on
me.
That's what I thought, too. Okay, go ahead, Nat. Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer Mark's question about the most delicious fish.
Oh, yes. What is, in my opinion, and the opinion of most of the upper Northwest, or not Northwest, Midwest, what is the most delicious freshwater fish indigenous to the northern United States?
How about a walleye?
You are absolutely correct, sir.
Right.
Walleye.
Wonderful.
So, you know what? I don't think I've ever tasted one of those. So they're really delicious, huh?
Yes, a white fish, mild flavor, very delicious. And
kind of like a tilapia or what?
No. Tilapia is a... It's,
would y'all like
I'm not
going to
say it's a garbage fish, but walleye.
Now, what about pike? How does it taste? Because I hear a lot about
walleye
pike.
Walleye is actually a pike, a walleye pike.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, Mark...
David's trying to say something. What, David?
I say my experience with the walleye is I would catch 5 or 6 in the morning and put them in a sack of juia and then...
oh, I like the way you think.
David's old school.
Yes, he is.
He goes way back.
Long time.
Sack of juia jokes.
Bring them home in your sack of juia.
Yeah. David... David, pardon me for just a minute, David. I got to ask Mark about this. We could talk about this off the air, I guess, Mark, but you called a tilapia a, quote, garbage fish. Is that what you call it?
Compared to a walleye, yes.
Okay. Is there a reason you want to offend tilapia?
The tilapia industry?
Well, and people who support it.
And I was reluctant to say that, but I have noticed that everybody serves them, and I have yet to eat a good one.
Okay.
And there are many,
many
ways.
Oh, you mean garbage fish, like in your opinion, they don't taste
that's
good.
Just like this question is an opinion question.
I thought you meant they were, you know, like people.
Like
scavengers.
Carp.
No, they're not scavengers.
Yeah.
They're not bottom feeders. Right. In fact, some of those taste good.
Right.
Hey,
right.
David, do you have a question for us?
Where are they?
Yes, I do have a question, if I could. It's in the form of a riddle, and y'all might have heard it before, but... it goes, if Mississippi wore Missouri's New Jersey, what did Della wear?
Wait, repeat.
That's good.
That's real good.
That was good. Go ahead and say that again, David.
Sure. If Mississippi wore Missouri's New Jersey, what did Della wear?
Uh-huh.
Is there actually an answer to that question?
Yes.
It's going to be a fun one, but what did Della wear?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're stumped, David. What's the answer?
Hmm.
Well, you see, I don't know either, but Alaska.
Alaska. Alaska, okay.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh. All right, David, have a great
weekend. I'm going to get that at lunch.
or you'll sit up tonight in bed.
Right,
I've got that.
I know that's great, but I'm processing all that right there.
Thanks, David. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Ruby in Kansas. Hi, Ruby.
Hi, I'm so glad to be on.
Well, we're glad you're on as well. Ruby, you want to ask, answer?
All my questions.
You want to ask,
answer?
I think she's saying all.
My vote. How's that?
That's just.
You want to. All yours have got answered. Okay. You want to ask?
Yeah, but I'll try. I'll go ahead and try one.
Okay. Which one?
The Land of Enchantment.
All right. Here's the question, Ruby. Which U.S. state is known as the Land of Enchantment?
Well, I'm going to guess New Mexico.
New Mexico.
There you go.
And a beautiful state. I was there this past weekend, Ruby. We've got so many wonderful listeners there, Paul and Michael and Kip and Sherry, and I just met so many AFR listeners, and it's just a beautiful state with a lot of nice people. Hey, do you have a question for us?
Sure. What is the Oklahoma state bird?
The mosquito. No, that's Minnesota.
Is it the Roadrunner?
Hold on,
Oklahoma?
We're just taking wild guesses here.
Right,
yeah, let's confirm.
Think back to your childhood education.
Yeah, Oklahoma State Bird.
Oklahoma State Bird.
I believe is, Missouri is the cardinal.
I want to say Oklahoma.
Two or three states have
I
want to
say Oklahoma is cardinal, too. But is that going to go with
I'm going to say, yeah, let's go with okay. Cardinal.
Ruby, our answer is cardinal, the cardinal.
Actually, it's the scissor-tail flycatcher.
Yeah.
Scissor-tail flycatcher.
Yeah, I think you're pulling one on us now, right now, Ruby.
Now, wasn't that the name of one of those solar racers?
Well, you can see them all over the place. In Oklahoma, they sit on the fence posts, and their tails are kind of split into two separate pieces. Like scissors. That's why they're called scissor-tail.
Huh. Scissors, give the proper name again for the state bird of Oklahoma is what?
A scissor-tail flycatcher.
Does that mean you have fewer flies there in Oklahoma, too?
I think it's one of those things where those people in the legislature said, you know, we don't want to be like everybody else.
we don't want a cardinal.
Right.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
If you had yourself a scissor-tail flycatcher and a Venus flytrap, you could leave your doors wide open year-round. You wouldn't need no fly strip hanging over the kitchen table, and you wouldn't need to do anything as far as keeping the flies out of your home.
All right.
Thanks, Ruby. Thank you, Ruby. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Ruby.
Let's go to Dave in Virginia. Okay. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, brothers. Good morning. Before I'd like to ask and answer, but before I do, I'd like to give a good shout out for old Lindsey Graham. He really stood tall yesterday.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, yes. We were just talking about that before we went on the air, Dave. Yeah. Lindsey Graham he hit the home run yesterday of the besides Judge Kavanaugh, it was Lindsey Graham's moment that turned everything.
He revealed the wickedness, the deception, the schemes of the Democrats. Then he apologized to Judge Kavanaugh and said, if you were looking for a fair hearing, you came to the wrong town at the wrong time. Man, he was passionate.
He was on fire. When he let his temper flare, it reminded me of stories I've heard from the days of the Founding Fathers when folks like Thomas Jefferson or James Madison would really get on their high horse and speak loudly and passionately. I don't think we see enough of that anymore. Now it's just a bunch of old people going, well, you know, what I think is this and that.
Right. And yesterday was great with Lindsey Graham.
Amen. Well, I think we need to pray. Our country is divided. This is a character assassination, dirty politics, in my opinion, dirty politics that have reached a new low. So we really do need to pray. Hey, amen. Dave, back to just having fun on Friday. Ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to answer one and ask one. I would like to, I'm going to take a semi-educated guess at Mark's number two question.
Okay.
Where the foghorn goes off all the time.
Sure, yeah. In what U.S. West Coast city will you hear a foghorn which blows every 8 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year?
My guess is San Francisco.
No, sir. That's not the one I'm thinking of, although that probably could happen there, too. But this one I'm thinking of is just...
Have you heard this, Mark?
Absolutely. I couldn't confirm it in Wikipedia, but I have experienced... In fact, I should have told you these are travel trivia questions, mostly from my big road trip this summer. But
I know when I was sitting on the dock of the bay...
Yeah.
Come on, Dave.
That kept me awake.
Was that Otis Redding?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Dave, what's your question for us?
Okay, today I have a two-part question. It's a celestial question. Part one is, what does the handle of the Big Dipper point to? And part two is, northern lights are known as the Aurora Borealis. What are the southern lights known as?
They're southern lights? I know Glenn Campbell sang about that back in the 70s.
Yeah, somebody did. Was it Glenn Campbell?
Southern Nights.
I can tell you what the Friday
Southern Nights, my bad. Southern Lights.
Tell you what the Friday Night Lights are.
What?
That's a whole lot of winning happening tonight as our listeners.
Southern Lights.
Football.
What are the Southern Lights called? Is that what you're saying? I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, that's part two of the question.
South
part
Pole.
One is, what does the handle of the Big Dipper point to?
Oh.
Now,
I think it's South Haven, Mississippi.
Yeah, I think so.
Really? You know, if you want to do it in a circular,
you have to point it down.
Right.
Yeah, you get that.
Follow it. Follow which way it's pointing.
Yeah, you'd have to look at it from a different angle.
Pointing at Saturn. I want to say, Dave, is that right?
I clearly we don't know, Dave. You're going to have to tell us both parts of your us the answer to both parts of your question.
The handle of the Big Dipper points to Polaris, the North Star. It always points to the North Star.
The North Star. I thought the North Star was part of the handle of the Big Dipper.
No, it points to the North Star.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. And what's the other part? Well, what's the Southern Lights?
You'll double check it, I'm sure.
We always do. Oh, no, we don't.
Okay. You give up on the Southern Lights?
Yes, sir.
The Southern Lights are known as Aurora Australis. It's almost like saying Australia because the Austra refers to the Southern Hemisphere. So the Southern Lights are the Aurora Australis.
Where can you see these from?
I guess the Southern Hemisphere, probably.
But wouldn't you like for the Northern for the?
No, I'm not kidding.
Do what now, Dave?
He said he's not kidding.
No,
I wasn't kidding. You'd
right.
You'd have to be, I suppose, in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, yeah. So the Northern Lights, you have to go to like
Canada or Alaska.
Northern
Or where you can
Northern
get walleye.
Canada.
Well, you can see them from the Dakotas or Minnesota.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really? I have seen the Northern Lights in West Virginia when I was a child.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, sometimes they dip very deep.
Now, what year was that, and how much credence Clearwater Revival were you listening to? Because there may be a legitimate explanation for what you thought you saw in terms of Northern Lights.
Maybe you have to go to, like, Argentina.
Well, you'd have to go to my hometown, and you'd have to challenge everyone on that because a lot of us saw them.
That is interesting.
But they did drift over the horizon, you know.
Oh, that's
time.
Great.
Came that far south.
Hey, Dave, we got to go. Thanks, buddy, and thank you. Very, very interesting. Thank you for that.
All right, that's Dave from Virginia. We're going to go back to your calls, but first of all, we need to repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Mark, you do the honors, and JJ, and then I shall, and then we'll go back to the phones.
Okie dokie. If you want to slip me another question, or I can just ask
Mark,
the two I have left.
You exceeded your okie dokie usage this show.
That's twice.
No, that's three
you
times,
don't,
Mark.
Was that
go
three times already?
Yeah, not
oh, my goodness.
Counting.
Well,
but,
okay, thanks anyway, for putting a limit on that.
Okie dokie.
Sometimes I get carried away. All right, question number one. What was the original name of Boston, the Boston, Massachusetts area? And question
is that
number
more
two,
than a feeling, Mark?
Not the group Boston. I'm talking about the city.
Okay. I just didn't know. Okay,
seems like we've got a classic rock kind of theme going here today. And then question number two, travel trivia question. In what U.S. West Coast city will you hear a foghorn blow every 8 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and the hotel attendants tell you, don't ask me about it, I can't change it, just don't listen for it.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Is that all three of yours?
That ought to increase tourism right there.
Here's Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? Judge Brett Kavanaugh's grandmother once claimed she was abducted by a UFO. Is that true or false? Second question, what is the only nation that shares a border with Haiti? What is the only nation that shares a border with Haiti? And I'll add one. Mm-hmm. What popular soft drink was created in Waco, Texas? Mm. What popular, very popular soft drink was created in Waco, Texas?
All right, my three questions are as follows. What unit of area was originally the size that a yoke of oxen could plow in a day?
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense with that question?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
All right. Number two, who said this and what year did they say it? Quote, that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind, end of quote. and a Bible question from the Old Testament. Which of David's sons tried to take the kingdom from his father?
Good question.
Which of David's sons tried to take the kingdom from his father? That's my third question. And we go back to the phones, JJ.
Let's go back to the phones where Rob is patiently waiting. Rob from Arkansas. Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing good. First of all, I am blessed to be a first-time caller.
Wonderful.
And, Tim, you'd be happy to know that I'm a trucker. And since you were from Memphis, do you happen to know where Velvet Ridge is in Arkansas?
Where what ridge is?
Velvet Ridge.
Is that by Jonesboro? Was it?
No. If you know where Bald Knob is over on 64, it's about 6 miles north of that on the Batesville Highway.
Outside of Bald Knob, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I know where you're talking about, Velvet Ridge, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's where I'm from.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Okay, wonderful.
Hey, Rob, yep. I'm going to be in Malvern Saturday night and Sunday morning, and then I'm going to be speaking in Benton, Arkansas on Monday night. If you're anywhere nearby, you're invited.
Oh, Malvern's pretty close, so yeah, I could probably make it Saturday night. What time?
Saturday night, I don't have the time. Family Farms, Stan and Donna May, they've got a Christian camp there. That's Saturday night. I'll be speaking at First Baptist Church Sunday morning in Malvern, and so maybe you can find out a little bit more of that information. Hey, in the meantime, ask, answer, or do both?
I am going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I am going to take the aeronautical question about who said what and what year.
Okay, who said, quote, that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind, end of quote.
That is going to be Neil Armstrong.
Yes,
that is correct. Nicely done.
It was Neil Armstrong, and what year did he say it?
If my memory serves me, let's see, Jim Lovell was 1970, so Neil Armstrong was going to have to be 1969.
Yes, sir.
Right. Summer of 1969.
Oh, so do you remember, Rob? Are you old enough to remember that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I can remember vividly. I was 4 years old when that happened, and it's still in my head watching it on TV in black and white. It's just, it was unbelievable to me as a kid. But you know how people say it's really amazing how people can remember things back that far. It's just still in my head, and I can still see it in a picture. It's just, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Did y'all, I remember it too. I would have born in 63, so I'd have been six.
I was seven.
You were seven? Yeah.
We were playing ping pong. We were very young, but my friends and I were playing ping pong. We had the ping pong table set up there in the living room, and we were just trying to stay awake. And my dad was just saying, you don't want to miss this. This is going to be one of the most exciting things that's ever happened in history. And he was right.
He really was right. That was one of the most amazing.
But you got it right. Yeah. And we will, Rob, if you'll hold on, we will take your name and address.
I'm going to put you on hold, Rob. And then we're going to send you that
T-shirt.
Trivia Friday T-shirt. God bless you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
What about my question?
Oh, tell it. Ask your question very quick.
No, well, Rob, can you hold to the break?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to be 5 minutes if you're okay with that.
I apologize.
I'm okay with that.
Okay,
need to
good.
Go get right. something off the stove right. or whatever. Or turn the car off or whatever, you do that. But we'll be back in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. By the way, I got this crazy new car, and it turns off when I stop at a stoplight.
Oh, no way.
I'm serious.
Is it like a hybrid? Is it a dual gas and electric?
It's weird. I don't know. It's a new van I got, and it just stops. I don't know how to. I got to get the manual out to see if I can change that. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute with more of Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.